Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I'll be your GM. To my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Neil playing Jarwin Triot, the human flame dancer bard.
Will playing Nath Bendikar, the human monk.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown, doesn't know she's wasting her time.
Curtis playing Ronan, who's about to get ass fucked.
Wow.
Don't hold back, dude.
This is Pete playing Meta, the professional diver.
Holy diver. Oh, wait, she's not a cleric, is she?
No, she follows the holy god Apsu.
She's a shaman.
Spiritual diver.
Shaman diver.
How you guys doing? Long time no see, right?
Yeah.
There is no Artemis, only Zool.
So I made a great Ghostbusters joke in the chat yesterday, and like nobody laughed. And
was it about Ghostbusters spelled backwards?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did. I'm sorry. I missed it.
Well, somebody posted that picture. There was like a. I think if you don't like Ghostbusters, then you know Ghostbusters spelled backwards is like Schrokgurgerberg, which makes no sense. Just like your opinion.
Uh-huh.
I was like, no, that's actually a word in Finland. In Finnish, it means authentic wacko.
Did you Google it, or are you just making it up?
He's making it up. There's too many vowels for it to be Finnish.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Whoever built this building is either a certifiable genius or an authentic wacko.
Yeah. I'm with you now.
That's why it was hilarious. But apparently it was...
Yeah, sure it was, Jason. Yeah.
It was great.
I didn't see it.
I saw it, yeah.
No, thanks for trying to make me feel better, Nate.
Sorry, I didn't see it.
I'm surprised you've never seen Ghostbusters.
What group chat was that?
That was Brothers.
That was the one that looks like a big gold D20.
So, I steered the last conversation before the session.
Yeah, right. There. You should have a new notification for that group now.
So, I started a new job recently. It's a much more physical job than I'm used to.
Yeah, he's not used to testing out dildos before they go to market.
It's way out of my league.
Hey,
man.
Hey, he's just laying cable. He's not testing dildos, okay?
Yeah, which is way closer to laying pipe, I believe. So, right. Screw you, Pete. But... Anyway, yeah.
No, it's fuck you, Dirty Pete.
Oh, right. Sorry. Forgot. But yeah, it's been interesting so far. I just got to say, when it changed like that at this point in my life, oh my gosh. Talk about scary. But hey, I think I'll pull through.
Yeah, you were what, like 3 years from retiring? Social Security?
No, nothing like that.
No, he's a little closer than that. He's got like 6 months, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
I mean, he just turned, he's totally turned 64 or 67.
I call bullshit. Because I am 3 years, mm-hmm. 9 months, or 8 months, sorry, now, and 24 days from retiring. Yeah.
Not Mark, that he's counting.
Nobody's counting.
Who's counting?
Nobody's counting. Yeah, interesting. Interesting to say the least. But hey, company truck, lots of tools, company fuel card, life is good. Oh, and they pay for the cell phone bill, so that's kind of nice.
Nice.
That's
nice.
It is nice.
Because you got to use data out there in the field, you know.
It's almost like running Shield Bash, except none of that stuff.
Right, except for none of that shit.
Except for none of it.
None of that shit.
We replace company truck and all these other perks with players that continuously give you a hard time for all your minor fuck-ups.
Pretty much.
But also, don't forget dues. You actually pay.
Yeah, you got to pay to come here.
So you could put that on your resume, paid. You know,
well, you know what I did put on my resume?
We had a good laugh about it.
Is a regular meeting with, let me make sure I get the wording right, with, what's the word I'm looking for?
Peers?
Peers, yes. To creative problem solve and create narrative or something along those lines.
Hold on.
Yes.
Is that something we could actually put on a resume?
Yes.
If you're creative enough, you can put anything on a resume.
Yeah.
If you were a gay porn star for 10 years like Brent.
Right.
You could put that on your resume, just word it, you know, eloquently, and you'll be fine.
And of course, while I was talking about regular playing of Pathfinder, for those that's, you know, a little slower than Pete.
You could even have, like, engineered solutions to electrical problems and outages across a campus.
Local area network.
You change light bulbs in a building.
Yeah.
Bingo! I will have to reevaluate my... Yeah. Resume.
Yep, just fluff it up a little bit.
Just update it.
Yeah. I mean, it's got pretty much 17 years of emergency services, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had 20 years of route sales on mine. I had to try and think of something extracurricular. So there you have it.
Yeah, most of them just don't like if you just put chronic masturbation as a,
they don't.
As a thing.
It's not a thing. Yeah. Not a good thing.
No. Skilled at grabbing hard problems and resolving situation.
Great deals of experience at bringing hard problems to climax.
To be fair, it really depends on the job at that point.
This is true, but I'm just saying most.
Yeah.
Depends on what job you're looking for, though.
Most places probably wouldn't care if you were a porn star, if you worded it eloquently.
Technical advisor on a broadcasted show? Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think you could call yourself a technical advisor on that.
Like if you're a wild fluffer, you know, you could just say hands-on
production analyst
skills with solving hard issues, yep. You know, things like that.
It's a thing. Google it.
Somebody's going to ask about that in your interview, and then you're going to have to explain it face-to-face. So I don't really know that that's any better.
Oh, you just say, hey, let me show you some of the examples of my work.
Some techniques.
Exactly.
Yes, I have a reel right here.
It'll either be a shoe-in interview or definitely not going to get the job.
Shoe-in or dead in the water. That's the best way to go.
It's better to know while you're there. That's what I'm saying.
What's
that's
that American saying? Yeah. Go big or go home?
That's what
it applies.
I just told Mark that at Subway.
Did you just say, what is the American saying?
No, that is the American saying.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I misheard it. I was like, are you trying to pretend you're from a different country now?
Yes.
Okay.
He's medicated.
Highly medicated.
For your protection.
I need a name tag that says that. Highly medicated for your protection. Hello, my name is Neil.
I got one for Rachel a while back that just says, parental advisory. I say fuck a lot.
Yeah.
I could wear that one. Yeah.
The weirdest name tag I ever had was one of my exes took a picture of her when she was doing her MMA training, and it said skank repellent on it. And it said, if you can read this and you're a female, you're too close to my boyfriend, back the fuck up. And then she also made a headband that had a picture that was called Super Duper Skank Repellent for when the regular skank repellent was not effective. And I was like, this is a joke, right? She's like, yeah, I'm just fucking around. I'm like, good, because I'm not wearing that.
Reminds okay. me well, of the... I won't wear it unless you really want me to, just, you know.
No. I straight up said, this is a joke, right? Because I'm not wearing it. And she was like, yeah, totally joke.
She said, what do you tell a Neil with two black eyes? Nothing. You already told him twice.
Kind of reminds me of the old movie The Jerk.
Steve Martin, baby.
Where Steve Martin had his first girlfriend at the carnival, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You were Steve Martin.
Pretty much.
Yep.
I don't miss her, per se. She was a little crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you don't say.
A little bit crazy.
Yeah, none of us at this table have experience with crazy exes.
No.
Right, Jason?
Because I don't know if you're referring to my experiences with your crazy ex or my experiences with my own crazy ex, but either which way, I like potatoes.
And trains.
I don't think I've found a way
apples.
I don't like potatoes.
I like apples.
I mean, I like them as vodka. I like them as chips. I like them.
I don't like them when they're spoiled.
I don't like them as twice baked.
No, I like twice baked potatoes.
Are we still talking about potatoes?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else do you make vodka out of?
I was
your exes? Because that's fucking
I thought
weird.
It was people. I was trying to vodka. Follow the innuendo, and I just couldn't follow
no,
it.
No, it's no innuendo.
Well, okay. I guess her name was vodka, then that'd be really weird.
No, there's nothing metaphorical or philosophical about potatoes, man. People just like potatoes.
Okay. I like them when they're batteries sometimes. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Like in Portal 2?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
The only video game I've ever played where you get shit on by a sentient potato.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game was interesting.
I think that's payback for The Martian.
This came out well before The Martian.
Right.
But actually, maybe, I don't know when it came out compared to the book. So. Yeah.
Are we talking about that kind of Martian?
No, that's when Mars attacks. Oh.
When Mars attacks, that's that.
Oh, yeah.
The Martian was with Matt Damon where he was stranded on Mars.
Yeah.
My 8-month-old was making noises like that the other day.
Wasn't that a
when I got home from work?
That's a different movie.
No, isn't that a prequel to Prometheus?
No.
Different storyline.
Okay, yeah,
different.
My bad. Go ahead, continue.
So, I got home from work the other day, and my 8-month-old was making that noise. I'm like, hey, Rachel, you got any yodeling opera to play? And she just looks at me. I'm like,
did she follow, though?
She did not understand what I was talking about. I'm like, you've seen Mars Attacks, right? I've seen 5 minutes of it like 6 times. Oh,
Well, you don't understand it, then. Wow. Okay, then.
I'll admit, I probably wouldn't have gotten it either, because I saw that movie years and years and years ago and haven't seen it
was
since.
Was it the same 5 minutes six times?
It was.
Okay.
Is the first 5 minutes?
It was.
She's like, fuck that, I'm not watching that shit.
Somebody wake up the frog.
No, I mean, I will admit, like, Mars Attacks is one of those movies where, like, it's if it wasn't for all the cameos, it'd be a horrendous movie that nobody
would ever
watch.
That's what makes the movie.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
When Mars Attacks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was a pretty terrible movie, but it was funny.
I fucking loved it. Shut up.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it was made that way on purpose.
Right. I'm not saying it was a bad movie. I'm saying it was, like, a terrible movie, but it was still enjoyable.
But,
there's
a
big difference.
That was the whole spirit
of
the movie.
It was a spoof on B movies.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was great.
That's why it was great.
I feel better now. Okay, so.
Ooh, God, that smells. Oh, my God.
Is that your butt?
No, I was joking about his thing.
Where the hell were we?
We were doing
things. Are we jumping into this, or are we still going to bullshit?
We were working about dominate person.
I was.
So I looked that up, and what I was reading was the second to last paragraph that talks about if you don't concentrate on it every day, like the next day, they come out of it automatically.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I got to get some dice out and do a concentration check? Is that
no, because it hasn't been a day yet.
No.
Save
thing that we were talking about was anytime you are, quote-unquote, forced to do an action against your nature, like, i.e. attack your allies, you get a save with a bonus.
Okay.
Is it really against his nature, though, to attack Ronan?
What's
to attack Ronan, probably not, but attack everyone else, yes.
That's right. We left off with a question.
Actually, I thought Ronan and Artemis got along just fine. Thank you very much. It's just Jarwin that's the asshole.
Well, let's be blunt. Let's be blunt. The most of the quote-unquote party violence has come from Tam. She's the one who shoved Meta into that trap. She shoved Jarwin into the pool of blood.
That's true.
Yeah.
With the exception of when Artemis accidentally shot her, she's pretty much got all of it.
Wait, are we talking about sexy time or in combat?
No, like in combat when she when he shot her.
So he shot her twice.
I said I was sorry.
I said he was sorry twice.
Hold on. You said you were sorry for which part, though?
Actually shooting her with the arrow, not my arrow.
Oh, okay.
Love arrow.
Yeah, right where we're at, I believe we got Britt dominating Mark, who's going to dominate either Neil or Kurt here.
And, ladies and gentlemen, our new Patreon goal has been established.
Whoa.
I mean, we can't put that shit on YouTube. They'll take it right. No, unless we make it into a music video.
Well, you could make it into an instructional video.
I think
video,
you got a point
there.
We could pull that off.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
We just have to label it instructional.
Instructional music video? Or we could try it for both.
I think it would work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're the one who has to do it.
Well, I mean.
Because you do the video editing.
Why wouldn't I?
I just want to make sure that you're okay with it.
He's okay with it.
Yeah. Right, no, I'm good. Yeah.
Hey, Mikey, he likes it.
I think you're correct. I see a +2 bonus for something. I'm just skimming, though.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure it's just cumulative per, like, second of combat.
That sounds something like...
So it's probably maybe, like a...
I don't know.
Plus
I doubt
12
it.
At this point.
No, dude, we just took a break. Yeah. This combat's been going the whole time.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Don't roll one, Mark.
Yeah, right.
Whose turn was it anyway?
It was Mark's turn.
It was Mark's turn. Okay, and we left off with a question.
Right. The
dominate person.
Yes, this is, for her, a spell-like ability.
Which doesn't change how the spell functions.
Right.
So it's still.
I'm just saying, in case you were wondering, it is once per day. Spell-like ability.
Yes,
it's probably not going to work, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Right. Yep. So since it's his turn, and he's been forced to do something ordinarily he would not do, he will receive another will save with a +2.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think, Mark?
All right, will save.
Are you going to banish the inky blackness that has incorporated your mind?
I think I'm probably going to fail because my will save's shit, but it's all right.
All right.
Just rolling that 20.
I just kind of picture him grabbing one of these clouds and fucking it.
Whoa.
Probably not.
Number one, how do you grab a cloud?
Since I rolled one less than I did last time, but I have a +2 on top of that.
One plus two plus one.
yes, 1 + 2 + 1. So totally altogether, that will be a 16.
16 will save?
No, I don't think it will.
Let me look.
It won't. If she has a positive modifier, it's not going to work.
Well, 10 plus half level.
Hey, Mr. Smarty fucking pants.
What?
Let me look.
I was just making conversation while you looked, you fuck.
The so I ran
so far away.
Before the Dawn Part 2.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
At Farmageddon, and one of the big nasty creature that you have to fight in that it gets Dominate Monster once per day. And I've run it, I think, four times and only gotten that ability to work one time. And it was the longest, most attrition-filled fight
that
had ever been there. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because it was just, like, I targeted the fighter with a plus one will save and just, they didn't want to kill her, but they couldn't do the non-lethal without getting close to her, and she would just start wailing the crap out of them. And they killed the big thing right away, but she was still there.
All right, Mark.
So how did they deal with that? They just kept running?
Yeah, they just slowly got it to the point where they, you know, beat her unconscious.
Let's see if I'm going to kill Ronan.
I
mean,
said,
attack Ronan.
All right, Mark. What did you roll?
It was a 16.
No, the inky blackness is still wrapped around your mind.
That's what I figured.
So sorry.
I'm not.
Try again next time.
It's still dark, too.
And it's dark.
Right. And I can't see.
Because nobody else with a light source has materialized. I guess that's this word, right? Or at least dismissed.
Well,
gaseous form.
Since she ordered me to defend her from those that are behind her,
mm-hmm.
or following her,
mm-hmm.
chasing her,
mm-hmm.
I will turn around in place and I will throw the alchemical fire that I had in my hand.
Well, would you do that if
down
you can't
the hallway?
See?
Well, yes, because that was going to be my go-to when I couldn't see her, was to throw the alchemical fire in front of me because I knew she was ahead of me.
Okay.
So I would have light so that I could see to attack her. Since she has ordered me to attack the people that are behind me.
It just makes sense.
It just makes sense in my mind mm-hmm. anyway that mm-hmm. I would turn around and chuck the alchemical fire to try to make light so I could see who's where.
Okay.
Because it didn't say I became stupid just because I'm dominating.
Sure. You should probably target a square.
Target a square. Which one do you like?
I don't know. I'm going to throw it, so it'd be like 20 feet, right? Range increment?
Yeah, it could be, yeah. It should be. Yeah.
I'm just going to throw it. So
okay.
Yeah.
Into the hole?
Well, and that direction.
And it would be literally fire in the hole.
Yep. Got to make an AC5.
5, 10. So the 15, isn't it? Yeah, it's a DC5 or an AC5, right?
Yep.
The farthest it would go would be 15 feet to where it would hit the curve.
Yep. I'll hit the wall there, so poof. Now okay. We have firelight.
So
and
Ronan,
if anybody was there.
Right behind you, you saw alchemical fire go off, and it's bright now. I don't think there's any chance that you would receive any splash, because on a regular alchemical fire, there is no splash, is there?
5 foot.
Yeah, there is.
Is there?
Okay.
Yep.
And it's one, right?
1 point of damage?
Yep.
Okay.
One is the loneliest number that I've ever seen.
Two can be as bad as one.
If your frog's on fire and he can't be seen.
Artie, would you want to move at all?
Well, there's no facing in Pathfinder, so I didn't have to spend an action to move around. What can I see now, GM, that I am...
Hey, there's a Ronan back there. Some kind of little frog-like creature.
And there's a gas cloud that I don't know per se who that is.
Yeah.
So the frog's the only one, correct?
Yeah, I'm not really sure you could see the fog.
No,
actually,
because the fire is
around
in the tunnel.
Two hard corners.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even think you could see the fog. Yeah, I would say you could definitely see the frog.
So I can see the frog. Well, I will move towards the frog.
That's not confusing.
With a glint in my eye and a dagger in my hand.
And
on the way, I'll pull my other dagger out into my other hand.
Okay.
And he'll laugh like he's got a bowl full of jelly.
Artemis, the frog is in a 2-foot tube hole.
So you are already as far as you can go towards the frog.
You're at the entrance to that hole, so you can't approach the frog.
You're not going to fit.
Well, then I'll wait there for him
just
to come.
Just stick your arm in there with the knife and wait. Wiggle it around.
I'll wait.
If it's 2 feet, he could squeeze in there if that's...
No,
part of his instructions.
I wouldn't do that. She said to defend
Who's
her.
Who's got
so
a tape measure?
I'm gonna stand there right. With
more hammer failures.
Both daggers in my hand, waiting for the frog to come out of the hole. So we're gonna play whack-a-frog.
Whack-a-frog. Okay.
Except with more stabbing.
Okay. Tam, it is now your turn.
Tam rounds the corner, probably brushing up against the corner of the wall there as she has just landed. And goes up the stairs, partial difficult terrain there, half movement or whatever, but she reaches the top of the stairs as the doors are beginning to open. And as she goes past, she goes, thanks, Nath!
Okay, yeah, so difficult terrain up the stairs, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Are you noping out of there?
No, like I said, in Tam's mind, this thing has got to lead to like the surface. That's where she's going, right? So if I can get out there, and you know, that way we can have the other map out too at the same time. It'll be fantastic.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah, split the party and everything.
Uh-huh. And you two idiots are following. That's awesome.
She's presuming that everybody else is just moving really slow, and that's why they haven't caught up yet.
Mm-hmm. Except for your buddy, Nath, who opened the door for you.
Oh, yeah.
And these other two guys are now stuck with a walking Cuisinart.
Pretty much. Okay. So
slices, he dices.
Meta, do what you going to do.
Meta is moving up the stairs.
That's a good golf voice.
Could you guys be a little quieter?
Meta double moves.
Grass grow.
Following Tam, going, do you see them? Where'd they go? They got to be here somewhere.
I like it. Jarwin.
Jarwin will, as a standard action, dismiss gaseous form.
You dismiss gaseous
light
form.
Light is now in the room.
You now have light.
Well, that's helpful.
I will, as a standard action.
No, that was your standard.
As a move action. That's what I meant to say.
Hey, thanks, assistant GM. I appreciate it.
I will move towards the weird cleric lady.
Okay.
What was her name?
I don't think you guys ever learned, but I told you last ep, it's Yarzoth.
Yarzoth.
Yeah. Yarzoth. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that action would provoke.
Ha-ha.
A 5-foot will not provoke? Okay.
That's the whole purpose of the 5-foot step.
5-foot step.
That's fucking annoying.
Weapon drawn.
Okay.
That's my turn.
That's the rules, man.
Is that a subtle way of telling me to shut up?
No. Okay. Not at all.
No, that was actual thank you. I could tell by the look in his face and his voice.
And the smile on my face?
Yes.
Okay. No. Well, I wasn't being sarcastic. Okay. No.
Just want to double check.
You know, you're good.
Because even though you're not wearing a mask, I don't see the bottom half of your face.
All right. It's covered by a microphone sock. Yeah. It's all good, man.
Microphone sock. It's all good.
I think I started this whole thing off by saying to everybody that I am the lowliest of GMs at a table of much more lofty GMs, much more experienced GMs. And no, I do appreciate it. Thank you.
I don't know. I don't think I give Will any credit for being a GM.
That's fair.
I've been GM by Will before. It was just a mission?
Quest. Yeah,
A quest. It wasn't a very big thing, but
we're already on a quest.
I meant he's okay. GM'd by good. Will, but he ended up giving me his spot. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And then I got to GMM, so what?
Kinky.
This is not something I wanted to do mid-combat necessarily, but should we clue the listeners in what we got planned?
I don't think, not right.
Let's wait.
Combat.
Let's wait. You're right.
Let's just dangle it a bit.
Right.
A little bit like a cock tease.
I want to kill Ronan.
I thought the orgy was a private thing.
Well,
No, I mean, the invitations are.
Now everybody
for our Patreon listeners.
Now Brent's going to find out. He's going to be pissed he wasn't invited.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
No, but
right.
He already knows because he designed the logo.
Yeah, Brent. That's right.
Yeah. He's in the group chat too. Whose turn was that? Son of a bitch. That was Jarwin.
That was Jarwin.
Okay. It is now my turn.
Now you can attack him, mistress.
Yeah, Jarwin kind of fucked up my plans.
Haha.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like, Neil fucking up your plans.
Why should today be any different?
Never happened.
Right. Hey, let me ask you guys this. Spell-like abilities, is that also going to provoke?
Yes.
Yep.
You can try casting defensively. DC would be 15 plus twice the spell level.
Spell level, yeah.
Does concentration come into the play
there
at all?
Yes, that's what you use to try and not provoke. Okay. And spell-like abilities are always a standard action.
Unless you have quickened spell-like ability.
Okay, well, first, let's get that out of the way. She takes 2 damage from the bleed.
Yes, and dies, right?
Not yet. Getting there.
Next round.
Well, maybe.
She, at this point, will channel negative energy, I believe.
Ooh.
Because fuck you.
Who all does she hit with that?
Anybody non-gaseous in this chamber. And then
it is a burst effect, and she's kind of going down the hallway. Yeah, she
would, it's a 30-foot, right?
Yeah. So
I'm
also
saying that she
Ronan.
Was going to try to hit Artemis with it.
Yeah.
Well, she's unaware of Tam.
Oh no, Tam's out of it. She's through a solid wall. It's mostly.
It is. Yeah.
The reason I asked was whether or not she could choose to not hit Artemis.
She will choose not to hit Artie. Yeah.
Yay.
But she's going to 5, 10, 15. She's going to try and hit Ronan and Jarwin.
Yep.
Now, you did tell me that archery, there was some concealment involved.
Burst effects are not affected by concealment or soft cover, only total cover, right? Is that the proper term, total cover?
Yeah. It's going to go down and try to hit you, but you get a will save for half.
Let's do this, Kurt.
hadn't even gotten my dice out yet, and this is the second session in this sitting. So silly of me.
Tells you how good the roleplay is.
We're doing all right, I think. You know. Okay. Channel Neg. There is a save, and I will tell you what that is in a second. What do you guys got?
A natural 20.
That'll work. How about Jason? Or no, Art Ronan?
Hang on, I'm doing the math. What's 18 plus 8?
26.
You pass.
So I bet you that 18 passes by itself.
Probably. Is that, correct me if I'm wrong, is that half damage?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Correct.
So that'll be 5 each, fellas.
Oh, no, my temporary hit points. I'm kidding.
So for a move, man, I can't even move, can I? Not without provoking.
You could try to acrobatics through.
Let me look at her little statistic block here. No, I think she's going to rely on the light source and Artemis at this point. So that would make it Nath's turn. Do something, Nath.
Nath is going to follow out the door behind Meta and Tam. Probably, I haven't actually counted the squares, but probably surpassing them and going out the door.
Probably.
Yep, beat them up the stairs. Yeah, and at the double doors.
Nath is at the double doors, ready to fly out them as they open. The question is, how quickly can they open?
You hit the switch last round, right?
Correct.
So they should be about open.
They'd be open enough for you to wiggle through the opening, the split between the doors.
Right. Well, he's ready for next turn, then.
All right. That takes us to the top of round 8 with Ronan.
All right, I have a tough decision to make here.
Okay.
And I've been trying to weigh the balances here.
Okay. With you so far?
Now,
yes, when you level up, you should take precise shot.
Normally,
I do agree.
Normally, do I, in my opinion, think...
Well, I can't decide that for you.
...that Artie could kill Jarwin in one round?
That is an interesting question, but I believe that is a question only Ronan could answer. You have seen Artie in action.
Yeah, it's been a few months. I'm trying to remember.
Basically, what he does is stab things and hump things.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to Jarwin, who sings and humps things.
He's fairly good at both, and so is Jarwin.
Well, I'd really like to have him back.
Yeah.
But
and since you did pass the spellcraft check, you know he's dominated. So,
Do you have, like, dispel magic, or...
I got 2 spells. One of them attacks her. The other one I could use to try to neutralize him.
Yes. So.
Since he passed the save, can I tell him something about dominate person?
Please.
If you have protection from evil, I can give him another save.
I do not have protection from evil.
Okay. Important point.
So I have 2 second level spells left that I haven't used yet. That's like all I got. I think Jarwin could take her because she's pretty fucked up if I could keep him off of Jarwin.
So you are going to...
I'm thinking hold person on
Artemis. Okay.
Now he's going to roll the good save.
Roll a one.
What the what?
Roll a one.
The DC is 15.
And it's a fort save?
It is a DC will save.
Okay.
Damn it.
So 14 on the die.
And that's a like plus 2 is a 16.
Fuck.
That's what I said too.
So Artie's still mine.
So he rolled a 15, a 14, and a 14 for his save so far, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's crazy.
At least he's somewhat consistent, right?
Yeah.
It was a good idea, Kurt.
It was a good roll. Good idea. It
really was.
Sorry, man. Just trying to save your skin.
No, it's fine.
Did you want to move at all?
I has a plan.
Get a little closer to Artie, maybe?
Jarwin put himself there, knowing what's going on.
I bet
like.
He's not. Let's put it to you this way. I can still get out of this room. Artie can't.
Right?
So I can leave.
Well, technically we can. It's a 2-foot hole. We can squeeze through there.
It's just the problem slow. Is
getting the 30-foot fall at the end that's going to hurt when we land on our faces.
Yep. Meh. That might hurt.
I have a rope.
You got a ring.
You have a ring.
I have that too.
So use the ring, then throw it up to me, and I'll use it.
Right.
Fuck you. I don't like you anymore. I'm hers.
Yeah, we ain't friends. The snake lady's hot.
So that was Ronan.
She's got a nice cloaca.
It is now Artie's turn, and he can see everything.
All right. Well, the frog's we'll not save. Coming out of the hole. I turn around. I see him, and I'm going to attack him.
We'll save.
We'll save.
With a +2.
Try and save.
14 total, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I'm going to trigger saving finale to give you another save, and I'm going to end my see-through fire spell.
That's about time.
Let's try this. Is that just another save, or is it a save with a bonus?
Just another save.
Don't you have to be performing for that?
I am performing.
Consistent 12s.
Did you start performing again after you went?
No, you got a plus.
My lingering song stuff counts for that.
So Artie just rolled the save, and he is still mine.
And boss, do you have a weapon out or a natural attack that would give me a flank?
I don't think she does.
Can you bite?
I think I let me look.
Why don't you look?
No, she bites.
She has not.
She does have a bite. Yeah.
If she has a bite, then she does threaten.
And yeah. She's a licker.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. You're good. You got flanking.
Two attacks, full round on Jarwin. Look at that. Consistent again. I got another 12. So
you're looking at a 20.
He's not done yet.
Hold on. That is an 18, 19, 20, 21 with flank.
Yep. That'll hit.
For a total of...
Don't add your bardic music.
Yeah, your bardic stuff doesn't count.
Right. No. What? The flank.
He's not your ally anymore? How rude.
So that is 8 points of damage plus... 4 sneak attack on that one. And the other one, though, will miss handily. So you got off on that one, because that's only going to be a 12.
Did someone say handy?
Is that 12 damage altogether, then? Is that what I heard?
Yes.
Okay.
No bleed?
No. Nope. I did not do that.
Not this time.
Yeah, are you going to debilitate him?
No. Because I have to consciously do that, and she told me to defend it, so I'm just attacking him.
Makes sense to me. Following orders.
What you're writing down over there, Mr. Jason?
I'm writing down debilitating strike next to my sneak attack because I always forget to activate it.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I do too on my rogues.
That was Artemis's turn.
Especially my knife master because he has 5 freaking attacks.
Shut up, Neil.
You shut up.
It is now Tam's turn.
Tam is going to move outside, turn around, and try to find a likely place to start climbing.
Okay.
I don't know if how you want to handle that, since I'm going to be off the map pretty quick. But
to the outside.
Oh, you could climb just outside the door.
Okay.
So wherever you want. It goes up.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was always the plan.
Thanks, Mr. GM.
Boy, are you sure?
Thank you,
GM.
I was
real confused there for a second.
No.
I know your face. He was trying to climb goes up.
It's for the listeners,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That was a fucking great moment.
I don't know what your DC is on this.
Yeah, let's say...
is it natural rock?
Yeah, it's natural rock.
Yeah. I mean, this used to be underwater, but so I imagine underwater, it's pretty rough. So
it'd be really rough. It's almost vert, but it's not quite.
So I would probably a 15, honestly.
Yeah, about a 15.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
So I move up 5 feet.
Okay.
It's quarter speed.
Okay. Sweet.
Here I go.
This is going to be great when...
Meta.
When Meta gets out there and just floats to the top and laughs at you.
Levitate. Yep.
Meta runs out, sees Tam attempting to climb, and goes, "Oh, are they up there?" Levitate.
Do you have a rope?
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
I do, but okay. I don't have any actions left to pull it out.
I get it. You can do that next round.
I start floating up. Meta does.
I really hope she says, "Excuse me while I whip this out," because that would be just funny. Jarwin.
Oh, it's really my turn already?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
Unless you don't want it to be.
I'm going to use
it's really up to you.
My wrist sheath to quick action access my vampiric touch
it's
wand.
It's a spring-loaded?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my magic wrist sheath.
Magic?
Yeah.
I thought it was just spring-loaded.
It's spring-loaded. I call it magic because it's fancy.
4K no los dos.
Yeah.
And why not both? Yeah.
I'm going to attempt to touch this person, and I hope it works.
And what's the wand do? I guess we'll find out in a minute if I fail.
Vampiric touch.
No.
I just sucked 1 year of a life away. Tell me, how does that make you feel?
Does and remember,
it's for posterity.
Does an 18 touch?
18, you say?
Get out of here with that stick shit.
I don't think he's coming after you. I think he's going after her.
Oh, darn. Yes. I thought he was coming after me. I just stabbed him. I'm used to people trying to get me back.
Did you say 18?
Yeah.
That's what I thought you said. Yeah, that's going to hit.
Yay!
Cool. Take 12 damage.
Boo.
All right.
Is that on your spell list?
And
Vampiric Touch?
Yeah.
The wand?
Otherwise, it's a DC 20 UMD.
Let me check, just to make sure.
Oh, wait. The jury's still out.
She was about to go down.
We still have a bunch of seasoned GMs at this table.
It is not, so so I will UMD.
Oh.
Yeah, that would have provoked, right?
No, no, it's whether or not he can activate the wand.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a 29.
Because, okay. Like, UMD is the only skill that you can fumble, too. So.
Oh,
in which case, you can't activate it for a day.
So you're going to take 12 points of damage, and I'm going to gain 12 temporary hit points.
Nice.
That's a nice wand.
Thanks.
Vampiric Touches.
Yes, that's the 7th level Vampiric Touch wand we got from the hut.
Oh, yeah.
Jabba.
Yeah.
Jabba. No. Pizza.
Jabba.
Pizza the hut. Pizza the slut. Yeah.
Pizza the slut, yeah.
Yep. Okay. You said 12?
It's got 10 charges left, too.
We use that on the Cork Knack or whatever, the red.
Chlorak. Chlorak, ah, the that's red.
It. Is Shithead dead?
Don't forget about Clorox, the white.
Brings out the brightest whites.
Gets out the red.
She stops moving and drops.
Oh, darn it. Shucky darns.
Make sure she doesn't move again.
Does that mean that I'm free?
Jarwin celebrates triumphantly.
She loses concentration. Sure, yes.
No.
No?
It means he gets another save.
God damn it.
No, the way it works is if she doesn't concentrate on it for at least one round
day.
No, no.
A day.
Tomorrow. Oh, he would automatically be free, but it begs the question, does he need to defend her anymore? Because...
That's what she said.
If they stop attacking her, there's nothing to defend her from, right?
There's nobody to defend, right. More importantly, I think.
Yeah, that's what we're saying, I think.
Is she valuable?
Dead. You guys ruined my moment, by the way, and I fucking hate you for it. I even had something fun I was going to say.
If you had checked that ahead of time and done it the right way to begin with, we wouldn't have had to fucking ruin it, but you fucked up first.
Fuck you guys. How about that?
I'm not your type.
Is she valuable?
Regardless of what these guys tell you.
She has a nice cloaca.
Do we want to keep her alive?
All right. We're still in combat.
Yeah.
And it's still my turn.
And she's still bleeding and it's still Jarwin's turn.
Yeah, she's going to take 2 bleed on her next turn.
On her next turn. Yeah.
Jarwin shouts triumphantly, suck on that.
Suck on that!
Did you shove it in her mouth when you did it?
Sure did. I went,
Patong!
He put her wand in her mouth.
Yes, that one. The cloaca was a little too tight looking.
Yeah, pretty much.
Boy.
Boy?
Boy!
Boy!
Boy, okay. You kids and your phrases, I just can't.
No, that is not
anymore.
What Will was trying to go for.
No. No.
No.
Fuck you, Jason.
Okay.
Hey, Will, tell us what you really
suck
meant.
On that.
Bruh.
Okay, now that one I know. So, yeah, she stops moving and falls to the ground. And Jarwin has his victory dance.
That was a fiery gaze?
Yes. Yeah.
Of the vampiric touching gaze.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
Bam,
bam. Hey, Johnson. Hey, how about this? Artemis,
yes?
Give me a perception check.
Hey, Artemis, give me a roll.
And I've got bonuses in my head.
Roll a one.
They're all minus 5.
Hey, that's a 14 again.
14?
Total this time, though. So only 6.
Yeah. All right, you should be buying lotto tickets, 12s and 14s.
Okay. Yeah. Since we had to resolve whether or not he's still trying to defend, and he is, you know, I know there's no facing in Pathfinder, but he's actually facing Yarzoth.
Can I weigh in here?
Yeah, please.
All right, since I was told my last order was to defend her, and now she is down, I think, me being a good mindless slave, I would go and stand over her body with my daggers out.
That kind of makes sense.
Not letting them come near her.
That kind of makes sense.
Do you have a way to heal her?
And that's...
That's immaterial. She didn't tell me to heal her.
Right.
She told me to defend
her.
But
I'm asking as your character, is part of your character's concept, like your personality, would you, when you're defending someone and you see they're wounded, would you want to try to heal them, or would you just try to defend them?
No, because I have active threats there. You are an active threat.
That's what I was asking.
So Mark, was that a no?
That would be a no.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's an afterthought.
Yeah. So that will be my...
Your next move?
Yeah.
Okay. Do it smartly, though. You know, don't hurt yourself.
Well, I mean,
it says right in the spell description that you ignore, obviously, harmful or suicidal. Right.
So
she collapses.
Now,
that was Jarwin's turn.
It's his turn anyway, but he did her.
Right. Anything else from Jarwin? Do you want to move? I don't want to deny you your move.
I will actually just 5-foot step into the other corner in that same room.
Okay.
And then that will be Jarwin's turn.
All right, move your damn fig, and then it'll be my turn. Oh, I'm going to try and save.
Don't forget to bleed.
Yes, bleed first, save
later.
Yeah,
bleed first, yeah. Save later, yeah.
And unlike second edition, you just keep fucking bleeding, bitch. No yep. flat checks for you.
So that happened, and it's now Nath's turn.
Nath is going to complete his move outside and see that Tam is climbing the wall and try to do that himself.
I'm a trendsetter.
Which he is likely not going to be able to do.
It's much easier to float, Nath.
Hey, I actually rolled pretty well. That's 20.
Nice. Very nice.
Oh, and you get 10 feet up because you got a faster movement speed.
I was just going to say, I'm feeling generous. Give yourself 10 feet.
Well, he gets 10 anyway, so he has 40 move speed.
Yeah, shut up, Neil.
You shut up. Well, technically, he has 60 move left, so you get 15.
Okay. Ronan, you have seen some crazy shit. Shit that'll make you go white.
Green. Sometimes I get like this white patch on my belly, but, you know.
What
it's
do you
it's
want
a Ghostbusters to quote, man.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you want to do now?
I'm kind of torn. I'm actually going to let some decision dice make the decision for me.
Okay.
I feel like she may have valuable information.
Do you need the magic 8-ball die?
I'm just going to do 50-50 on a percentile. Okay. Anyway, so here's my two actions. One, I feel like she has valuable information that may be relevant to our situation and getting off of this island.
Okay.
So,
are you going to check your spells and see if you got speak with dead or?
No.
Oh.
In that instance, I'm going to stabilize her.
Okay.
With the spell?
With this? Oh, wait. No, I'm not. I don't have stabilize.
Yeah, that would be
decision
me.
Made.
You do a heal check.
No.
Not getting close to
it. Not without getting close to her.
That's right.
You got to get touchy-feely with that one, don't you?
Well, let's see. I could diplomacize with a friend who's not really friendly.
I would be hostile.
You could try.
Me too, Mark, but I don't go announcing it.
Damn!
Boom.
Yeah.
It takes a minute of a conversation to do that.
That was a good one, Bill.
Okay.
Well, you can't demote sabotage in combat unless you have a feat that says you can. Do that too.
Authoritative vestments.
Yeah. I think we can all agree that when we say you can do this or you can't do this, there's always a something
there's always
that makes it
exception.
You can.
Not always, but almost.
Because first edition, baby.
Yeah, I'm still looking for the feat that's the opposite of step up. If anybody knows, let me know, okay?
Step away as somebody steps up to you?
I don't think it's an actual feat, though, but that's what I'm looking for.
But that's what you're looking for. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think.
So I do have a reach fighter that would love to have it, whatever that ability
There's
might be.
There's a talent or a feat or something that if you get missed, you can take a 5-foot step, but you have to stay adjacent to the enemy.
There's also a cleric domain trickery that if you're missed in melee combat, you can teleport 10 feet.
See, now then I'd have to take a cleric dip.
But again,
just grab standstill.
You got to stay adjacent to the target where you end up.
Standstill
is when you hit somebody with an attack of opportunity based on movement, they stop moving.
Yep.
Ooh.
And
yeah.
Since
I can see that working.
Since it's an interrupt when they're like they're at your range, and then when they go to step in, if you hit them, they stay out.
So then they have to use another move action.
But now, under that scenario, because he's a reach fighter, would he get his attack of opportunity before they move or after?
Oh, you would be interrupting the move.
Okay, so they would have to stay there if I hit.
Right. Yes. They would declare they were going to move to attack.
And I say, wait a minute.
Whack! You would hit them. If you hit them, then they have to stop.
And yeah, that could totally work.
Because my reach fighter has three things. Treacherous Earth, because she's an Oreed, so everything's difficult terrain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Stand still and lunge.
Yep.
So I can hit combo. You like real
15
far
feet
up
away,
and then stand still. So I can just like and obviously combat reflexes. So I can just keep stopping people.
Yep. Stand still. I'm gonna have to remember that. I like it.
It's a fun feat.
Yeah, and it has like no prereqs. Mm-hmm. So
welcome to Shield Bash, where you get some bonus stuff.
Now with my
Ronan,
what do you want to do? Spellcraft. Would I know that if she was like dead, would the spell end? Just unconscious, but dead.
I mean, eventually.
Eventually you would, yeah.
So it wouldn't like end upon her death. It would be a couple hours later or whatever. It doesn't end immediately.
I mean, if she totally bleeds out dead, yeah, I think we can safely say that dominate person's spell is done, right?
Nope.
No? It would continue.
As long as the orders are still relevant.
Okay.
If she had said, defend me till my death, then it would end because...
And I did not specify.
Yeah.
So I guess you would know that no, it would not, to answer your question.
I could try to diplomacize with Artemis.
You could.
And in my diplomacy, I would instruct Artemis that I can help her, but we need to get her to the surface.
Kurt, it will take you 10 rounds.
Well, it'd be better than killing someone.
You're not going to kill me, I don't think.
And I need to be able to... if I could touch him, then I would give him guidance or something to help him...
Attack you?
Kick the thing. But, yeah. No, I can't handle being attacked right now. So, yeah.
You got a choice. Come out of the hole or stay in the hole.
Oh, no, I have other choices. They're less pleasant.
Hey,
but
hey, you'd mentioned you still have a second level spell, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why don't you just try hold person again?
Yeah. I mean, surely I won't roll another 14.
No, that would never happen. Not today.
All right.
Just full attack Artemis. It's fine.
No.
Yeah, those are your spells known, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could do hold person again.
Or you could try to non-lethal Artemis with your bow from, you know, with the negatives. Like, there's a bunch of stuff you could do.
Without precise shot, because I'm in melee.
You know what's really fun? Is you don't have precise shot, so it'd be a minus 8.
Actually, he's not in melee, is
yes,
he?
Yes, he is.
He still is, yeah.
He's 5 feet from me.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was a little bigger so space often. In there.
Nope, no, he's still in melee.
It's just like that in haste with Jennifer that one night. Oh, my God, dude.
It'd be great if you took haste.
How do you dispel slow? Okay, the first time we answered her. The next round, how do you dispel slow? Second time, we answered her. Third consecutive round.
Three guys yell, haste!
She asked again, and we all just yelled haste. So the fourth round, I just yelled haste at her before she started talking.
A preemptive haste.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I'm going to
do something.
I'll try hold person again. It's all I got.
Roll a one, roll a one, roll a one, roll a one.
He did that's not roll better. One. That's only a 9.
Yay!
Yay! Artemis is held.
I am held.
How does that feel, Artie?
Hang on.
Warm
hang on.
And snuggly.
Hang on. One of my allies just failed a saving throw, and okay. I still have a song active.
Okay.
No, you've already declared he's not an ally because he's not getting your bardic performance bonuses.
Suck on that.
Yeah. Damn, that would have been funny. Damn.
Thanks.
His dominate lasts longer than the whole person. Whole person's 4 rounds.
Yeah. Dominate person is like 9 days.
Years. 42
it's
years.
It's a day per cash flow. Which
4
is
score and 7 years.
Yeah, but you can get out of there. I'm sure he's going to save eventually.
Yeah, I'm just going to beat him
tomorrow.
Okay, so was that Kurt's turn?
He's been held.
Wow. Yes. That's a double finger salute.
Hey, wait,
GM.
Kurt. Do you want to move at all?
Do you like vampiric touch?
I'm going to stay here and watch the outcome.
Okay. Boy. I don't really care. I'm
going to get real bloody in here real quick.
Jarlin? So tell me about this, because it's Artie's turn next. Hold person, does he get another save on his turn?
As a full round action, yes.
Okay.
But he gets a save for defending with the dominate person first with a plus 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, 6 one way, half a dozen the other. It's.
Hey, I'll give him the plus 2. Roll it.
My turn?
Yes.
Yes, it is your turn.
This is to overcome dominate person.
You are trying to overcome a hold person.
No, dominate person. I think so.
No, I gave him the plus 2 for hold person.
Oh, that's not how that works.
Really? No, yeah.
Well, I mean, if the GM wants to
there you go.
That might that that's still not good enough. That's a 16.
No, with your bonus. With your bonus.
Yeah, that's 16. It's a 14 with 2 is 16.
You have a 0 will save?
Oh, I get another plus 2?
Yeah, yeah, you get a plus 2 from the spell.
18.
To extract yourself from hold person?
Dominate person.
Good you want to go around? through?
Total? All together?
No, we want to go around the entangle. Through the entangle?
Yeah, I'm going to go over the entangle. Oh, so through it. No, over it. Okay, so through it.
All right, so 18, you say?
Right.
18.
Yes, yeah. All together.
One more time. 18.
Yep, that's
dude, this
total.
Is the stuff I cut out of the episode. Yeah. Yeah.
You are free of the dominate.
All right, now you hold person.
Now you got... Hold person.
Yeah. Now roll the safe hold person.
So that'll be a double move, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it's that's a full round.
That's a full round?
Yeah. The
wait a minute. The dominate person
is not an action. Okay. Dominate person is not an action.
Okay. It's triggered.
Saving against the hold person is a full round action that does not provoke an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Now, is it a will save or did I escape honest?
Will.
Will save.
Okay.
Roll a one, roll a one, roll a one, roll a one. Damn, that's not a 1.
So consistent
that's
today.
That's a 15, and I think that's what he said the DC was, if yep. I remember right.
Oh, darn. Yep. I was hoping
I know.
Jarwin was going to start knocking you
I was going to beat his ass.
And I see Jarwin with the wand extended, and I'm like,
whoa.
It's okay. I'm me again. I mean, I'm here again. I mean, kill that fucking bitch.
I think she's dead, but I'm not sure yet.
I was going to say, as far as the defend her while he's held, drag her ass out.
I don't know, right?
But then he just has to find her.
That's awesome.
Sorry, Jarwin.
Okay.
I saw what happened.
Are we out of combat?
Good point.
Do you want to have 10 more rounds of us climbing a cliff? Or?
Yeah, really, no. I really don't.
She's still technically bleeding. Is she dead yet? Or?
Yeah, well, she can't stabilize.
Right.
Yeah. So unless one of us...
Unless Meta's going to come along.
That could do a heal. Can I do a heal check?
You can do a heal check.
I think you could do that.
If that is what you're going to do, you'd have to do that. But we have to do it in initiative still because she's bleeding.
I've got
to
check her stats. Hang on. No, she's dead.
Done.
That last round was it, huh?
Yeah.
Yay!
Jarwin is going to search her corpse, including her cloaca.
Kinky.
See if I find any treasures.
You know, Jarwin, you're not right.
Kinky.
Whoever said I was right.
Turns out that's where the wand was.
And while he's doing that, I will go ahead and I'll toss the room and see if there's anything up here, because you didn't really describe anything because we were in the midst of combat and I was dominated.
I didn't know a spring-loaded cloaca sheath was a thing.
Now you know. And knowing is half the battle.
Not in this battle.
The other half is extreme and unrelenting violence.
I'm going to end my other song, too.
I will sing.
Hey, Neil, can you do me a favor? Every time you end a performance like that, on purpose, can you end with a, want to hear the rest? Buy the rights.
How bizarre.
Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy. No. It hurts.
Personally, I was fine with the first song, but not the second.
No, you're not, Neil.
Yeah, no.
Fuck you, Dirty Pete.
No.
Speaking of which, that actor is on the Mighty Ducks TV show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
He's only been in one episode, but when he came in, I was just like, Pete Latimer! I know that guy!
Warehouse guy?
Yeah. Fuck you, Dirty Pete.
There's a TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on Disney Plus. It's like 20 years later or whatever.
So what was the name of that show we were watching with Dirty Pete? Brit Shooter?
Yeah.
So we both watched Warehouse 13 at some point.
Yeah. It's a great show.
We were watching the show Shooter on Netflix, I think it was, or Amazon, I don't fucking remember. And Pete comes on the TV, and I go, fuck you, Dirty Pete! When we found out he was a dirty cop, so that's why his name is Dirty Pete, and fuck you.
Actually, in our house, Pete is, he's known as Pete the Human, because my youngest daughter's favorite book series is Pete the Cat.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
So, Uncle Pete is Pete the Human.
It'd be terrible if you confused the two. They're so close in size and shape.
We do look a lot alike.
Yeah. When my niece was young, like 3, 4, 5, she was just like learning like family names. She had an uncle named Alex. Well, she couldn't pronounce the name Alex. So for about 3 years, he was Uncle Aslick.
Oh.
And then she got to be about 6, and my sister's like, I think we need to fix this now.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys want to hear something silly?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you that because we got to wait for Mark to come back anyway, but... So here's what's supposed to have happened.
Oh, this will be rich.
Okay. So the way it's written is she tries to escape up into this cross-shaped room, right? Hopefully she's got enough of a lead on anybody that's pursuing that she will actually use other abilities and make herself look like somebody from the camp. And make it also appear that the person from the camp, probably Sasha, has just slit the throat of Yarzoth and be like, oh, thank God you made it just in time, and go from there. Sadly, she did not have that opportunity. So
when I tried to have sex with her, things would have got weird.
It would have got really weird.
Wow, this is much tighter than usual.
You keep saying cloaca. Yeah. So, I thought I'd share that.
She was going to try to trick us into thinking that Sasha was here?
Yeah.
That would not have worked at
it
all.
It would not have worked at all.
Because Sasha has never been kidnapped by the enemy and drug off to be killed. That just is absurd.
Never.
Right. I would have given you guys some bonuses on checks, but still. Yeah, I don't see that working.
So then,
mostly just because we came just from there. You know, like we just saw him.
Yeah.
That would have made it really...
Kind of incredulous.
Yeah. Hypothetically, she gets that pulled off and she tricks us. Does she go back with us to the camp?
Hypothetically, she would do her old dirty tricks and try and dominate somebody. Probably murder them when they're not looking and dominate the next one and dominate the next one.
Yeah, so she can only do one at a time,
one
right?
at a day.
Yeah,
we're talking 3 days.
Well, I mean, we would be back to the camp before a day would pass.
Well, I mean, maybe. Because if you think about it, if we spend the day walking through the jungle and then like all of a sudden we wake up and one of us is dead, like obviously murdered too.
Something's wrong.
Then we're like, okay, what the fuck? And that may slowed us down, you know?
Right.
Or
right.
If she was really smart, and apparently she's got the magic for it, she kills, like, let's say she kills Jarwin.
Just takes his place, yeah.
Now all of a sudden she's Jarwin, yeah. And like, oh no, Sasha's dead.
Right.
You know, she's body hopping.
Yeah.
And that's been her MO from the beginning.
Well, I'm glad she's dead.
Or if she was really clever, she looks like Jarwin, but then makes, you know, the other body, you know, Jarwin's body look like hers. And it's like, oh, it was actually her in disguise all the time, but then I killed her, and now we're all safe.
Right. Yeah, she just keeps dominating us one at a time.
I have a question.
Just like Sasha.
Yes, Mark.
So, did she die from the vampiric touch, or did she die from the bleed?
Bleed. Keeping score, are we?
Yep. Just want to make sure.
Just let you know, if you didn't pass that hold person save, I was going to beat the shit out of you.
Well, you know, it's an occupational hazard, mate, and I wouldn't have blamed you because I did stick you, yep. You know.
I probably would have vampiric touched you and then beat you up.
Yeah. What?
One D4 minus one at a time.
At least it was my mate beating me down and not a bad person.
Yeah, I guess that's true. We can drink about it and laugh. It'll be all right.
But did you find anything in her pockets? Cause
I don't know. I asked 35 minutes ago. I just haven't heard the
I've been
the
looking
voice
around
the
chamber,
yet.
Too. So
they start dialoguing and high-fiving, and as they do that, I just leave.
I imagine 30 minutes later is when the rest of us come back, and we're all hot and sweaty and everything from climbing up the cliff and being like, where the fuck are they?
This whole extending thing is really relaxing. Are you guys okay down there?
Yeah, we're fine.
We're fine. As I'm floating up 20 feet around.
Up, up and away with her beautiful balloons.
Just curious, wow. Meta, are you wearing a dress?
Oh, she's wearing
more of an
skin.
Armored kilt kind of thing.
I wondered if maybe
Nath, see up her skirt, yeah.
Nath was looking. Nath was looking up.
Pretty sure Nath doesn't swing that way.
Nath would likely be looking up, but not for that, because that's not his thing. He does not.
He doesn't swing that way.
Not what it meant.
That's why he plays with snakes all the time.
He is not that focused on people.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah.
Well, and he's kind of got himself occupied trying not to fall off the side of this building.
Whoa. Yeah, it gets progressively more dangerous as we get higher up in the air, too.
With my eyes. Do you see the color of that laser?
It was like purple. Purple-ish. It's like a black light almost. That color is hard to look at. It's actually really close to the color that you would grow plants with a light.
What kind of plants will?
Any kind of plants.
Usually, tomatoes.
Basil, yeah. Tomatoes.
Tall plants. You know,
oregano.
The other kind of oregano that's also green and pungent.
Devil lettuce.
I just use them for seed starting.
Yeah, for weed.
Boring.
Okay. Yeah. That's what we got ours for.
Weed.
So, Jarwin's feeling up the Skellefolk,
yep.
Known as Yarzoth. There's a potion. There's two scrolls. Oh, wait. There's more. Another scroll. Another scroll. Another scroll. Another scroll. Another scroll.
Is that seven scrolls? Sorry. Are you fucking with us?
I'm getting a little loud there. Sorry, guys. I was getting excited. It's a lot of scrolls. There's a ring. There is a pouch. An unholy symbol. Worcestershire sauce.
Or Dorsius?
Yeah.
Slightly longer than the actual pronunciation.
Yeah, a little bit. And a scroll tube. And you only just tell you, or somebody want to roll an awesome check like Jarwin always does?
It's up to you. You can just tell us if you want.
Just give me one good roll, bro.
Okay.
And I'll tell you everything, because I'm feeling generous.
We don't have that kind of time.
Right.
Spellcraft, right? It's going to be a 27.
Good enough. All right. You have a potion of water breathing, two scrolls of augury, one scroll comprehend languages, two scrolls cure moderate wounds. Ooh, bonus. You have two scrolls, and on each scroll, there is two spells, which is kind of fucking cool. Find traps and lesser resto. So you've got two each on those on two scrolls. That's kind of cool. Scroll of remove disease. Wow. The ring. Oh, the ring. Mind shielding.
Oh, what does that do?
Dibs. But I'll have that one, and I'll really need it.
You already
got
a
really
ring.
Shitty will save.
So. You already got one.
You know where that kind of came in handy? This fight.
Is that what we do? Like, whoever has the lowest will save gets it?
It's up to you.
No, definitely not.
I'm just saying, me and him are the only ones up there.
Yeah. No, Ronan's there.
No, he left.
He left.
Oh, that's right.
He specifically said he left.
But wait, there's more. The pouch is a spell component pouch. The scroll tube is waterproof, which is nice. It can hold up to 20 scrolls.
Whoa.
That's a lot of scrolls.
That's where all those scrolls came from.
Right. Still got room for a bunch more. And it's worth a pretty penny, pretty gold.
How much?
250. That's kind of nice. Very nice.
Real nice, Clark. Real
it's
nice.
Very nicely made.
Is the holy symbol just regular?
It's a regular
or is
evil.
It silver or platinum or wood?
Oh, I see where you're getting at.
Gold.
It does not tell me. So let's say wood.
Well, when Jarwin finds the ring, he's just going to kind of slip it on.
Yeah, I'm going to do perception.
You going to do a perception, Artie? Yeah,
is that what I heard? Might be a thievery check, right. Too.
Takes one to no one. Yep.
So we can no longer detect that Jarwin's evil then?
I rolled a natural one on my side of hand.
Awesome.
I got an 18. Plus 8, that's a 26.
So
on my
you
percent.
Noticed I put the ring on.
I seem to recall.
That's about how it would go.
Wait a minute.
You can't see me. He's like, look, I close my eyes. You can't see me.
Are you having trouble getting that ring? Hey, where'd you get that ring? I haven't seen that before.
I was in that cloaca over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see that.
Yeah, here you go. Look, see it? Nope, I don't think so.
As much fun as that was, I think I remember being scolded that's...
Oh, hey, look at that.
Against the rules.
What's against the rules?
In the past.
What's against the rules?
Rolling bluff checks and shit against.
Oh yeah, we're just
in a party.
We're just fucking around. Right.
I wasn't a bluff check.
I got a 24 sleight of hand.
Okay.
Sleight of hand and
sleight
perception.
Sleight of hand and yeah. Perception. Okay.
Yeah. You got a what?
24.
Damn it! I got a 23.
So I checked the ring right off his finger. Yeah, hey, that looks like nicer.
It looks better on my finger.
It is my size. That's why I didn't have a time getting it on like you did. I could help you with that, you know.
So combat's over.
Appreciate it.
We found some treasure.
You never did say if there was anything.
Are
in
you
there,
gonna?
In the room.
That's what I was gonna say.
Because I was looking.
What do you guys want to do next?
He was searching the room. I was feeling up the body.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I can only keep up with one of you at a time because there's only one of me and there's like 2, 4, 6 of you guys.
Well, he's only half a person, so there's only 5 and a half. And Will's kind of like 3/4 of a person, so really you're only like 4, 5 and a quarter.
They're not even in the room.
So go back in the room. Oh, wait, you kind of need to know how to do that. In this small...
I think he means the room that he's in right now.
Well, I looked in the weird cross room.
Yeah. Okay, so in there you'll find several scriven notes, a smaller version of the same serpent folk statue that you had outside, but like I said, scaled down quite a bit.
Is it small enough to fit through the hole?
Some candles. It would be small enough to...
Ronan, you should grab that statue.
Ronan's not up there. It's just us two.
It's as tall as Ronan, though. So, might be a
Ronan
little bit,
left.
Bit of a heavy
burden. Oh, I get that, but
for Ronan.
You guys aren't going to be able to pick it up after your gaseous form.
Yeah, but the way it works
is once you grab it and then you cast.
It melds into us.
Yeah, you carry it. Yeah. So then it wouldn't be very heavy burden.
Wow.
Yep. How knuck and futz is that? But here's the thing. You have to use this statue to gain the gaseous form.
So you hold it and wipe it.
Sure. Nope.
That's all you do.
Nope. Not going to work. Because I'm GMing this fucker.
Of course, Britt's being a wanker.
For balancing reasons, that's not how it works.
All you got to do is send Ronan back.
Yeah. Hey, Ronan, go get that stupid fucking statue for us.
That little bitty one.
Is there anything else in this room before we can...
Yeah, but it's cemented in. So that's the
out.
Real reason.
We'll get it out.
Yeah. So I got too many voices coming in.
If we go back to the lighthouse, we have stoneworking tools there.
Right. You could come back for it, maybe, I suppose.
Well, by the time we get back, it's destroyed because Britt's just like, fuck this, no.
No.
No, I'm just going to stand there and punch the ground around it until it's all free, and then we'll just
take
it.
What do you think
it.
You are, a monk?
No, I have a Cestus on, though.
So we had notes, a small statue, candles.
I know a guy for that.
And what else?
I think we're going to have to find out next time on Shield Bash. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.
My beer got warm, damn it!